Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, I'm Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Jorgie Jorgensen. And our guest today is Stan Palmer from Bastion Commercial Properties. Stan, thanks for being with us today.
Yes, hi Tom and hi Sam.
Hi Stan.
Nice to be back.
Stan, we've talked in prior podcasts about thinking about residential real estate, commercial real estate, owner-occupied real estate, all types of different real estate investments that a person can make. Now, when we get to a situation where, say, we've got a business owner, he's decided that he wants to own the building that occupies his business, and he sat down with you, and we've done a relocation study, and we looked at all the possibilities, and now we found a building that works. What all is involved in the negotiations to purchase that real estate? Where do we start with that?
Well, I think we start with the first phone call and the first visit to a property. And I think when you talk about negotiations, what's shocking to me is people don't realize that every conversation we have is basically negotiating. I mean, I've had first calls with brokers where they've told me that the owner is going through a divorce, that the owner is getting ready to file for bankruptcy, that the owner has died and there's a siblings, a family of siblings of 12. Well, when I hear things like that, I think, well, make me work a little bit, because a family of 12, I can guarantee you that if not half of them, a few of them are going to say, sell it for whatever you can sell it for. And someone going through a divorce generally does not have a lot of leverage and whatever, so it's the negotiations start as soon as the information gathering and the discussions with any involved parties in the transaction start.
So if you're representing a business owner that wants to buy, your first question is, why is this property available for sale? Because that's going to determine whether or not it's a fire sale or if it's someone that is going to take their time and wait for the best offer. Is that right?
That's exactly it. And don't always believe you're going to get the right answer, or the true answer, I'll say. But that's where the investigation comes in and the questions begin. Because the more questions that you can come up with, the more things that you can uncover. And there's many times where maybe we can come up with something that there's no reason for us to share it. You know, maybe it's through a tenant that we've walked through the building. In fact, I just this week finished a lease for a client where we went and interviewed or just talked to the tenants about how the landlord treated the property and them, because the landlord was an occupant of the building, and it was all positive, which winds up being all positive for my client and us. Now, had it been the contrary, things might have been a little different.
So this is all part of your due diligence investigation of the property?
Oh, it's definitely.
Now, Stan, I've seen in my practice where a lot of people take a look at a property and they get kind of enamored with it, and the starting place is the asking price. And I might suggest that the asking price is not necessarily the best place to start negotiating. What do you think of that?
As far as the number
to
or
arrive
the topic?
To arrive at the true value of the property.
Well, no, the asking price, I would agree with you, and I would go further and say the asking price is irrelevant. And what I hear a lot is, what do you think he would take if I'm representing, which is so funny, because I truly believe that nobody knows. Tom, if you were going to sell one of your properties, I don't believe if you told me now what the price was you would sell it for, I don't believe you know what you would sell it for until someone comes in with a signed contract and a bag full of cash that might be X numbers of dollars less than what you just told me, and you had a horrible day today. I don't think we know. So I never ask my clients what they'll sell it for. One of the most interesting questions that I ever received from a broker, and I didn't think it was very smart at the time, but he asked, would your owner only take full price? which is the flip-flop of what do you think he would take. Initially, I said, I'm thinking to myself, well, people always expect to receive. No one ever expects.
Did you tell him, let's try it and see if he'll take full price?
No, I hesitate. I should have been that smart. But I have a canned answer whenever it comes to price. And that is what I had said a moment ago, that I don't believe anyone knows until a signed purchase agreement is put in front of them and they have to make a decision, so that it makes it easy to answer that question. Because I have had brokers say what they think they would take.
Stan, let's go back to this business owner.
Well, wait. I want to find out what the question, what later on you said you found out, you decided it was a smart question.
Well, it was a smart question because it caught me off guard. And I think what he would have expected me to say was, well, no, everyone expects to get a benefit on price. And I think he would have been hoping for me to identify an area of the price.
Oh.
But as I said, to me, price is irrelevant. If I'm representing someone on the buyer side, I always try to have us focus on the property, okay, and then see if the price can be worked out.
So you start with the land. How much land is there and what's it worth?
What are their needs? It goes back to another discussion we had on what are all of the most important factors for this group, company, or whatever. And then if we've narrowed it down to a number of possibilities, which one, what order, how will we rank those? And then can we work out something on the price? Because over the years, I found that the price actually, there's a lot more involved once you get into legal language, and there's a lot of important factors, and price generally isn't the most important.
So when you're considering commercial real estate, the seller has to make an offer, and they do that when they put it on the market. But really, every portion of that deal is negotiable, isn't it?
You know what? That's exactly it. I'm often asked, you know, what is negotiable in commercial real estate? And the true answer is there is nothing that is not negotiable, you know, unless that individual, you know, says this will not be negotiable.
So if there's a deal breaker or two, you want to find out what they are.
Yeah, well, and then I say that, but then, in fact, well, if I give you an extra $50,000, then is that negotiable?
Yeah. So,
yeah, so, so, yeah, so it is safer to say that there is nothing that is not negotiable in commercial real estate. Right now, I'm aware of a purchase where a building where the buyer has offered a price, and they're both car buyer and seller are car collectors, and part of the offer includes three cars. So
everything can be included, everything can be excluded.
Exactly.
So you have to identify which side you're working for, and if you're working for that buyer, what's most important to them, and then try to figure out what's the land worth, what's the replacement cost, what kind of depreciation factor is on it, and does it fulfill all of the needs for the business that you're going to move in there?
Exactly. And unless that would be for a user, for an investor, generally the leases are the most important. I've had investors buy buildings that they've never seen because the leases are the cash flow that they're looking for. If someone buys a Walgreens, I think it's very seldom that they go out and actually walk through that brand new Walgreens and knock on the bricks to make sure they're solid and whatever. They're buying the income.
And the credit quality of the tenant.
Exactly. Exactly.
How creative do you get in some of these deals to try to further the negotiation?
I try to be as creative as I can because it's the most fun. You know, you think that real estate can be a matter of how much do you want or how much will you take. I had a deal a year and a half ago where I was selling one of my industrial buildings, and the buyer had 7 months left on his lease. I had put value into the building, so I had some room, and I also had taxes that were due. They're coming up. So I said, if you can close on or before October 15th, I'll pay your remaining lease. And if you can work out a deal with your current landlord to negotiate it down, you'll even be better off. So that's an example of, rather than us walking away and saying, contact me in April when I only have 3 months left on my lease.
So when we're running out of time here, Stan, but when we're talking about commercial real estate negotiations, your thoughts are that everything's negotiable. Get as creative as you can. Try to get your client to a situation where they're very comfortable with the property so that you can move forward and close the deal.
Exactly.
That's about all the time we have for today. I'm Tom Lyons, along with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Stan Palmer from Bastion Commercial Properties for being with us to discuss commercial real estate negotiations on this edition of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.